Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the early part of the last decade, the beginning of the 21st century, and he is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, former dean of the School of Business at Temple University. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. And folks, as you know, Bill's index of small business optimism is it's the gold standard for small business surveying, and he brings it to us every week, every month, I should say, and tells us about what's going on. And I promise you, I'm very honored, Bill, again, as always, to have this available. I just wish we could get better news.
Yeah, I go along with that, Jim. You keep hoping that the next survey will give us a shift, even though you can't think of any reason why it would. That's the whole problem, I guess.
Well, that's the reason why I think small business owners are reporting this.
That's exactly
right.
They're
looking around, and they're not... There, even if their businesses, the thing that's getting me, Bill, and I started realizing this last year. Even business owners I know who are doing okay, their business is good. They're not excited about what's going to happen.
Right.
And isn't that an indication of why they're not wanting to borrow money?
Well, I think that's it. You know, in December we had a 40-year record high. 55% of the owners say, who wants a loan? When we ask them if all their credit needs were met, only 4% said that all their credit needs weren't met, and that's as low as it's ever been. That was the low from 2000, which was
right.
A pretty darn good economy. So nobody's really complaining. They just don't have a reason to borrow because they don't know where to invest that money, where to put that money to work, that will generate cash flow for repaying the loan and making a little profit.
That's right. Yeah, and some of the surveys I've seen, and yours may be one of them, I can't remember, when they were asked about their own economy, their inside their four walls economy, they were excited, but then when they were asked about what's the greater economy, they were not excited.
Right, and we got a little bit of that this time. We did see some good improvement and some of the expectations components. For example, we went from like minus 20%, negative 20% expecting business conditions to be better to like minus 10. So we kind of had a nice gain there, but it's still minus 10. That is 10 percentage points more. I think 6 months from now, business conditions will be worse than think it'll be better.
And right.
That's a pretty negative profile. We did have a little jump in the percent who expect their own real sales to go up. That was nice to see. But it didn't really show up in things like hiring or in inventory accumulation or things like that. It's getting better. Their view is getting a little bit better, but it's still, from the historic point of view, not good at all. They're pretty pessimistic about where the economy is going to go for the next year or two.
And what do you think is causing that pessimism?
Well,
even the ones who are responding that right now my business is good. I mean, as I said, even those people seem dour, don't they?
That's right. They are dour. And I think that, you know, we can look at some clues. For example, one of the questions we ask is now a good time to expand your business? And although we are up to a whopping 10%, which is still pretty low, usually the average is 15 or 16 or something like that, We ask them, those who say it's not a good time, we say, well, why isn't it a good time? Well, you know, about 60% will say, because my sales aren't very good, the economy's weak. But still, over 30% say, political climate. That's the reason.
What percentage say that?
30% of 65%,
yeah,
who say that it's not a good time to expand. Nobody cites the political climate as a reason to expand.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, think about that. Every time we turn around for the last 5 years, we're hit with some policy either that's proposed or enacted that is anti-business.
That's right. And the president's promising to continue to do that.
And the current one is raising minimum wage. I mean, who raises minimum wage in the middle of what's essentially a prolonged, very, very slow recovery?
Yeah, and with the teen unemployment rate still over 20%.
Right.
I mean, it's down from a year ago where it was 25%. But, I mean,
yeah,
you raise the minimum wage, you're going to create more unemployment. Why would you do that?
Only someone who's an ideologue would do that.
Exactly.
Quick break, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.